Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Right Window.
Oh, you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should.
The biggest disappointment is Antonio Brown. He only got on the field for a single game, and he was healthy all year. Think about that for a second. One of the greatest players who's ever played the position in his prime can't get on the field, and he's not even hurt. With three different teams, or two different teams this season, he's the biggest disappointment to me.
Maybe one thing I would agree with Max Kellerman on.
It happened?
AB. It happened. Disappointing. I mean, we know what he does. We know what Max does is that he just says things to try to get everybody all worked up and fired up, and he's hoping that somehow he's going to be able to, like Tom Brady's going to be watching and fall into the fetal position or whatever.
Well, Tom Brady may be watching and using this as fuel, but I don't know if you guys saw this. Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears' crap bag of a quarterback,
yes,
has demanded the TVs be turned off inside Hallis Hall, the Bears facility, so he stops hearing people critique his on-field performance. This actually happened yesterday. He told the Chicago media that I've pretty much done with that, trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off because you've got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us, what we should do, what we are, and what we're not.
Yeah, I've done pretty good with that. Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off because you got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us, what we should do, what we are and what we're not. But they don't really know who we are or what we're capable of, people, or what we're going through or what we're thinking. It's just the outside viewers looking in. And so, yeah, tunnel vision, earmuffs, and just come to work every day and try to get better and get back to what we know we're capable of doing.
Greg, is that like the greatest nation of peas you've ever heard
yes,
in your life?
Yeah, it is. Shut every television off so I never have to hear
he
anybody.
He sounds
saying,
exactly like a Mitchell.
yes, he does.
Shut out the noise.
My God, really? Shut all the TVs off so you don't have to hear them criticize you, Mitchell? Oh, every day the Bears must go to work and somebody must look for someone else to yell at just going, oh, Trubisky over Watson, huh? Nice. Good call, James. Good call. Great trade.
This is Steve. Yes, Steve.
How you guys doing this? And lady doing it.
Hi.
What's going on, Steve? Fantastic. Well, thank you for asking. Yes.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah. A few things. One, I don't think Brown will ever come back to the Patriots because the one thing that he did that was a no-no was knock Bob Kraft when he in a fit of a little anger when he left and You don't bite the hand that might feed you.
Yeah.
The other thing is Dez Bryant. What do you think of that possibility? And one more thing, and I'll hang up because I know you have N'Keal Harry. While everybody is clamoring for him to come back, and I would like to see that too, the history of Tom Brady with rookies is not great. And I wonder, there hasn't been time for Tom to get the – so-called trust with Harry, and I wonder, even if he's activated, how much he might be used.
Well, in his rookie season, 2016, Malcolm Mitchell, about halfway through the season, turned on the Jets and ended up with 40-some-odd receptions for about 700 yards, four touchdowns. Gronk, in 2010, came alive after a humiliating loss in November to Cleveland.
He's not Gronk.
No, I know he's not Gronk, but we're talking about big-bodied red zone threats. Yeah. N'Keal Harry could fill that void for him, so... Yeah, that whole Patriots can't draft a receiver, Tom doesn't like rookies thing, keeps rearing its ugly head, which is a shame. Dez Bryant, if he's healthy, he tore his Achilles about a year ago playing for the Saints. If he's healthy, I just don't see what role they would they use him as a N'Keal Harry stopgap. I mean, I don't see him as someone else who's going to pick up the system quick enough for the playoff run.
This is Brock from Middleboro. What's up, Brock?
Good morning. I got a quick callback. Would it be a stretch to say at times the Patriots offense looks a little bit like Curtis naked in a Reuben jail cell, and
yes.
AB might just be the vomit-covered clothes in the corner that could cover a couple things up?
It's pies, I guess.
Oh,
good Lord.
There's a lot of people who hope that that would be true. But I don't see it happening.
I vomited.
I mean, I may be naive. I mean, it may be that they reach a point, I suppose, depending on what happens a week from Sunday,
yep.
that they reach a point where they're so desperate that they are willing to suck it up when it comes to things that were said on the way out the door or what the Boston Globe is going to write mm-hmm. or what sponsors or partners are going to say and bring them back because they're so desperate. Maybe.
I mean, AB mocked the NFL investigation. So, he, like I said, what investigation or NFL investigation with the crying emoji? The minute he comes back to any team, they're going to ramp that up then. They will have to start moving on that big time.
I mean, wouldn't the Patriots be killed by the media if they brought him back?
Totally. Of course they would. Even worse than the first time through.
But what's I mean, like they care. At this point now, they care. They've already gone through
Well, don't you think they care? Because don't you think that's the reason that they got rid of him in the first place?
I think that was we all agree that that was a Mr. Kraft call. Do you think the Patriots care about the headlines that they'll generate for bringing Antonio Brown back at this point, if they so choose to do so?
Yes, that's why he's not here. As Greg just said, they care about what the Globe and all these people are writing about them.
I don't know. Like you said a minute ago, let's see what happens. I still think they'll win in Philly, but if they go down there and struggle, Antonio Brown's going to be like, you. Next thing you know, you're going to be like, ring-a-ding-ding, Tom. I'm right here, buddy. He'll just do a phone emoji. That's what he'll do. Is there a phone emoji, Danielle?
I don't know. Has that been banned, like the eggplant and the peach emoji?
You just can't use it in a conversational form.
Right there.
I guess it really comes down to how desperate you are. And what you're willing to put up with when it comes to criticism. And I personally think that when it goes down this road, down that AB road, it's not something that the franchise is willing to deal with. I think that they hit a tipping point on the criticism and just made that rash decision and said, forget it, we're done, see you later. We're not going to take this anymore.
It's not going to be the Eagles game, in my opinion. If they lose to the Chiefs and their offense can't do anything and they see that there really is a gap between themselves and Kansas City, I could see them then possibly entertaining the idea of bringing AB back.
There's a lot of texters who say they have to pay him anyway, so what is there to lose if you bring him back? But there's a lot to lose. Reputation-wise, there's a lot to lose.
And I don't think it's about the headlines. I think we're not looking at it from their perspective that it's loss prevention, that what he would come in and potentially do further. So it's not about just like, you know, a Shaughnessy or somebody else coming out and on the front page of a paper shaming the Patriots again. Big deal. I mean, they're talked about in the most negative capacity with the harshest of lights every day. And this is not one of those hate us because you ain't us New England versus everyone rants.
Yes, it is.
I just don't think they care. It's loss prevention. But yeah, like Curtis said, December 8th, maybe against Philly, or when they go down in Houston, they don't have the horses down there. We'll see.
See it ever happening. I just can't see it happening.
All I can say is if they bring him back, if we put a poll up, 99% say, great move,
yep,
Bill.
Yep.
All right, bud.
Well, I mean, listen, there's an awful lot of people who are texting in about how it makes perfect sense and that they don't have, they're like tests. They thought he was really nice and polite and well-mannered on Dancing with the Stars. And
oh, yeah.
He deserves an opportunity.
Sure.
Never threatened children via text while he was here the last we saw him.
It was all Burfict's fault.
Yeah.
But it is amazing. You say two letters and we get full lines and it hijacks the entire show.
No,
it's like Antonio Brown has the ability to just derail everything.
You know, I dislike AB talk almost as much as I dislike Malcolm Butler talk.
Mm. Ooh, which, Malcolm Butler talk coming up today for 5 o'clock at the Encore.
Oh, is he going to be a guest on the show? He just got placed on IR, so maybe he could be at the Encore. He's free.
I mean, how has his season been? Remind me. How has his career been since he departed the New England Patriots? Yeah. Remind me.
Let's see if he carries $62.5 million over 2 years so far. He's made about $30 million to do nothing so far.
Maybe that's the reason why he did not play in that Super Bowl. Maybe. Maybe that's the reason.
Because he was going to get paid?
Maybe it's maybe it's pure athletic ability. Maybe it's concerned by the head coach when it comes to... But I'll save my save my discussion points for the season.
That's Glenn's take.
Is that Glenn's take?
Yeah, I think
See, Glenn and I agree. We agree on a lot of things.
Oh.
But we're football guys.
We agree. We're football guys.
It's Giardi's, Giardi's take, too. He said all season long he had never, in all of his years covering the New England Patriots, never, ever saw a player more checked out. And this was a guy who had helped win a Super Bowl, had been to two, had two rings, and was in a contract year. And Giardi said, this guy's not here. Like, his body's here, but his mind isn't here because he was so pissed he didn't get a contract offer. Isn't that petty?
Yes, it
isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, it is.
How about thanks for the chance, Bill? Okay, let's wait. Let me play it out. Let me earn it.
Greg Hill would have been an addition to that secondary in the second half, and they had Malcolm Butler sitting on the bench doing nothing while the team got shredded and cost Brady a Super Bowl.
Maybe you don't like the televisions on all the time at the facility. Want to hear what people are saying about him. Everybody's texting in about Dez Bryant too. I mean, so basically what his tweet was, he'll go anywhere and he'll work for veteran minimum or for free if he has to. For peanuts.
Circus peanuts even. He will come back and work for next to nothing. He's not worried about a contract, wants to come back, show the NFL what he can do. So you know he's going to be caught. He's going to have his agent on the phone with Kansas City and Houston because Will Fuller's hurt every other week. Maybe the Saints again.
Yeah.
Maybe even Dallas. Who knows? Maybe Jerry. Maybe old Jerry's going to go.
But it's not a lot of money. I mean, there's no risk there, really, right?
With Dez?
Yeah.
No. If you can fit him under the cap and your wide receiver need, maybe he'll go to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers has basically been throwing to Curds O'Reilly and Fat Charlie the last 2 weeks. He's had no receivers.
All right. Roundtable happening this afternoon over at the casino. Hope to see you there, or at least you'll have the opportunity to tune in on the radio.com app or 93.7 or however you listen. That is happening this afternoon, and we will be right back.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You have heard the success stories from Dale, Rob Bradford, Dr. Laura Carmen, and others. Become your own success story at awaken180weightloss.com. And after the Encore Casino Roundtable tonight, Westwood One brings you kickoff of Week 10, Chargers at the Raiders, 8:20. That launches. We'll join the coverage at 8 p.m. here on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots on the bye week. Mohamed Sanu has been praised by most people. Fitzy, I don't know if you heard the Greg Bedard critique and then read it in the Boston Sports Journal. He said, quote, "bunch of simple receptions that just about anyone could make," end quote, his assessment of Sanu's Week 1. So a lot of people praising him. But.
Yeah, and said that he basically ran like 3.7 yards a route. And on the most important throw of the night, the go ball that ended up in Earl Thomas's hands, that he gave up on the route. So, of course, something good happens.
Know,
and
even,
here
even
in Boston, we can't appreciate it. We got to find a reason to criticize it. Yep.
Could be worse. You could be in Cleveland. Did you catch any of our colleague Ken Carman losing his mind on the morning show?
No.
Out there? This was going viral yesterday. It's a good old sports radio rant. It's kind of like one of Greg's rants.
And it's my freaking fault for having any faith whatsoever in you. I should never, ever do it again. I should never have faith ever again. I should line up and be like the predecessors before me and be nasty and mean-spirited and angry over the entire thing every single time we watch out one of these quarterbacks that will hopefully take us from the hell that we have created for ourselves throughout this entire time and have us have this happen yet again.
That's your 2-6 Browns.
Glenn would like that guy. High energy.
Yes,
now, that's a,
yes.
That is a high
I
energy.
Know. Yeah, bring him to the round table.
Where are you at, Greg?
Celtics and Hornets tonight. That's an 8 o'clock tip. Kemba Walker against his old teammates. Jaylen Brown questionable. Bruins at Detroit tomorrow, 7:30. Red Sox winter weekend in Foxwoods. They said no talks with Mookie Betts as of yet. This is the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
Rare that I think a cover is better than the original ever, but I really think that's better.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. I haven't heard the whole thing. That's pretty good.
Other
one, the original's legendary.
Other cover that I think is better than the original is Pearl Jam and Last Kiss. Is that the name of that? I think it was a Brian Hyland song.
Yep.
That they covered. I thought that was better.
Well, wasn't Yellow Ledbetter a cover too?
Was that like a Mother Love Bone song or something like that?
I believe so.
I don't know that it was a cover. I think it was it a collaboration though? Mm. It was like a tribute song, I think.
Wasn't a Temple of the Dog one. It may have been a collaboration.
Well, it might have been a Temple of the Dog song.
Let me posture a cover I do believe is better. Johnny Cash's Hurt.
Better than Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, it's so good.
When he did that album of covers, it was because it's Johnny Cash. I mean, it's
legend.
Really, really, really unique and really interesting.
My only exception for not enjoying Pink Floyd would be when Pearl Jam covered Comfortably Numb.
They did?
Yeah.
What, for what, like one of the Christmas records?
I don't know if it was actually for a thing. They'll perform it, I should say.
Oh,
but
it
just sounds tremendous.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I like that Roger Waters version of Comfortably Numb with Van Morrison.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
That is in The Departed.
Yes. Great hot scene, though, by the way, too.
Yes. That's the call off the tail scene, I believe. Oh, no.
That's the sex scene with Vera Farmiga and Leo DiCaprio.
I can't believe when Dennis Leary was on, you didn't mention your favorite film with him, the Thomas Crown Affair remake.
Oh, yes. That's right. I love that movie. Rene Russo boobies.
Because you love Rene Russo?
No, it's because I love Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, because you love... Oh,
kidding me? Rich dude with all these toys, minimal commitment, pouring Fiji water all over each other.
Pierce Brosnan, like, really kind of retired, right? He doesn't do anything, does he? Or does he do
I can't
like,
think of the last thing
like
that he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of when we talked to Dennis Leary earlier, we were talking about the skip politics function on Netflix that's available now for the Seth Meyers special.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, America is so triggered that you have to put a skip politics button on a comedic special so that nobody gets offended when somebody's joking about politics. Yes.
Are you surprised that Netflix is losing about $1.6 billion annually from password sharing?
How much?
$1.6 billion with a B. I'm not.
$1.6 billion?
Yeah.
Like I'm the only person that's actually paying for Netflix in the United States.
You are. You have 17 people using it under you.
Yeah.
They say that there was a study by an analytics firm that estimated that 35% of millennials, 19% of Gen Xers, and 13% of OK boomers were sharing their passwords. And they estimate that even if 10% of the 137 million customers are password sharing with a non-paying customer, means they're losing about 135 million monthly or 1.6 billion annually.
What are they going to do to stop that?
They don't really have any plans in the immediate to do anything about it.
How many do they allow on an account like that? They say you should, like, it's okay if you share it with up to or two other people?
Well, I'm not sure exactly for the password sharing. I think it comes more down to the plan you have. Like, if you have the least expensive plan, you can watch it on one screen at a time. If you go for the $15.99 plan, four users can watch it simultaneously on different screens.
Did the Disney one launch yet?
I don't think so.
Are you going to forego Netflix for the Disney one?
Probably not.
Or you have both?
I'm going to cancel HBO probably and go for Disney Plus.
You can't cancel HBO.
Sure, I can. I'll just go back on it again in 6 months.
When you need it?
Yeah, but yeah. I'm getting the Disney Plus. It launches Tuesday, and I am all over it. Mandalorian.
It launches on Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Hello, Jared.
Yeah.
Hey.
Joe Cocker, she came in through the bathroom window. That is my favorite cover song. They blow the Beatles out of the water.
Prime Jinx scenario. Is Joe Cocker still with us?
Yes, I believe he is.
Prime Jinx scenario.
Came in through the bathroom window.
Joe Cocker is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Phew. After what happened with that teacher yesterday, I'm worried about the Jinx.
Oh, my God. Bad.
Really worried. Nightmare. Really worried about the Jinx. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Paul?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. I just heard someone mention Joe Cocker. What was that about? I thought I heard somebody say something about Joe Cocker.
Yes. Paul. Paul.
All right, never mind. Anyway, Greg, I thought your listening audience would like to know that I am a part of the show of comedians who didn't make the cut for Comics Come Home.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, we're working on several titles. We're thinking about Comics Go Home.
Uh-huh.
We're thinking about Comics Get Lost.
Uh-huh.
Or quite simply, just Comics Who Suck.
Pretty good lineup for Comics Come Home. You can't deny. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see Bill Burr.
Bill Burr alone is worth the price of admission.
Funniest guy. Don't you think? If you had to say, who do you think the funniest person is right this second? I think it's either Chappelle or Bill Burr.
You got the 1-2 of best comedians in America right now performing at Comics Come Home. Bill Burr 1, Bobby Kelly 2. Bobby Kelly is.
I love Bobby Kelly, but
incredible.
You put him at two best in the.
I haven't laughed as hard at a show live, nor have I seen my wife than when we went 2 years ago, and he did 20. He just lit the garden on fire, killed it. So freaking funny.
You don't put Chappelle up there.
I go hot and cold with Chappelle. Sometimes I think he's incredible. Sometimes I feel like he's just saying it for the sake of shock value.
Just there's a
lot. Like Kenan Curtis.
I know they mean what they say.
Oh, I know that.
Chappelle's new special, Skate Pod, is going to be incredible. It's a free plug.
I didn't hear Jerry Thornton on your list.
Save it for when you guys go on a man in office date to the Office the Musical this weekend.
I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, and also, you know, Pete Holmes is great. He had that show on HBO for a couple years. And... John Mulaney, just his Netflix special was the top viewed stand-up special of the year. He sold out Radio City, and he's on the cover of Esquire. It's an incredible lineup. Mm.
And Dennis said that they were releasing, when he was on, 100 additional tickets, but you can't get them. People were going on Ticketmaster.com. You can't get them there. You have to call?
You have to call, yeah.
Okay, you have to call. Comics Come Home 25 is Saturday. Before that, though, on the show tomorrow, Dan Aykroyd will be in the studio with us at 8, and Wiggy will be here. So that is tomorrow, the Friday Greg Hill Show. We will be right back with the crossover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
In
in?
Definitely in the discussion when it comes to great covers.
Oh, yeah.
Just that Hendrix cover of the Dylan song, All Along the Watchtower. We don't have time. All right, we got to get to the crossover. I get 8 billion text messages about covers like Ring of Fire, Social Distortion. Really good text messages, but we're up against the clock. Hey, Manny.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Manny?
Manny?
Yo, is 50 on drugs?
I don't think he's on, I mean, he might be on something.
Is Dave Chappelle not in the top two? Are you out of your mind, dude? Seriously. You know what? The reason why he got a zero rating from Rotten Tomatoes is because of the stuff that he talks about. They didn't want to, say, oh, no, it's okay to talk. You know what I'm saying? He's the only one that still gives that shock value when you go see him in comedies. And I don't know nobody else that's still doing that.
Well, I think he was saying, I don't want to speak for Nick, but I think he was saying that Bobby Kelly is the best touring comedian right now, and Dave Chappelle is not really a touring comedian right now.
No, Bobby Kelly's out pretty
good. I definitely got Dave Chappelle number one. I love this special. He's top down. He's number one, period.
Bill Burr is there, though. I mean,
like Bill. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I don't see nobody doing what they're supposed to doing.
Speaking of touring comedians, Rich Keefe is here.
How are you doing?
Hey.
What's best up? Comedian in the game right now, John Mulaney.
And he'll be there Saturday night?
He's fantastic.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Are you going to Comics Come Home?
I don't think so.
Would you like to?
I might. That might be nice. That might be a good time.
I mean,
I like stand-up comedy.
I know you and Nick like to go to the brewery, the breweries together.
Is this what you sound like when you're jealous about something?
You want to go see Mulaney's partner, Nick Kroll, tomorrow night at the Chevalier?
Kroll's hilarious, too.
Yeah. I like to get to know my coworkers. A nice thing for us to do, grab a bite to eat.
Said you don't like craft beer, so I wouldn't invite you to a craft brewery, so you
like
sit there.
It's not that I don't like it.
Oh, well.
Aren't you guys going on to some brewery today or something, you two?
Yeah, we are.
How are you going to announce where you're going?
We're going to Idlehands.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to Idlehands.
I'm playing hurt over here, Rich.
What the hell's the matter with you? I got a winter hat on.
I got the flu. Because I have the chills. I got the flu shot yesterday.
Oh, will you stop with the
You
shouldn't have gotten the flu shot.
I got the flu shot. I'm running a fever and I got the chills. I'm all hopped up on like 20 Advil.
You get a couple of IPAs in you, though.
Right?
You'll be feeling good as gold.
Listen, I'll change my mind.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's why I don't get the flu shot.
I've never gotten the flu shot or the flu. You like that?
Yeah. Well, you've had the Irish flu.
Well, that's a different thing altogether.
You're gonna get it.
Yeah, no, I know.
Now that you said that.
I'm really flirting with it.
But I don't understand. So you're sick. You have a fever and you have chills.
Yes, for 24 hours usually after the flu shot.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But you're not. It's not
because this place is a petri dish. Look at the light switches.
I'm not contagious.
Stop it.
On vacation.
You're not contagious, but you have the flu.
Well, it's a deactivated strain in the vaccine. I love it.
Right into the mic.
All right, it's Wiggies anyway.
Yeah,
all right, America. Who are you going to trust, Greg Hill or the CDC?
I don't know. Greg Hill's not sick.
Greg Hill
doesn't have the flu.
Oh, please,
give it.
Oh, really?
What date is it? 11/7.
When does he get sick? Does he get sick same time?
He just did his one fall sick, so then we'll have like around about January 12th, 13th.
Okay,
he has another
sick?
2 week stretch of.
I'm not a sickly person.
No.
And I also.
Do you miss that?
Or phlegm or something like that.
No, you have a good 2 week stretch in.
My nasal cavity is a little moist.
Whoa!
I'm trying to trick
cavity.
Your
cavity.
Did you hear the words?
I did. Yeah,
did you,
I did.
How do you?
Yeah.
How do you feel about
we were allowed to say that on
what,
the air?
Hymen?
Yeah,
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I know. I'm uncomfortable with the whole thing. I'm not going to say it.
You're uncomfortable saying hymen?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say that in the middle of the show? Like Dale says something.
Hymen!
Why don't you just yell mid sentence
talking about McAvoy?
I can say something that'll make you more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Newhouse.
That's true.
Just say
hymen. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe that'll be our word of the day.
Yeah.
And we'll just hit like
just
a little sounder.
Right.
We'll try to get all our guests to say it.
Hymen.
We'll try, everybody, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Dale
Grow
here.
Up.
Caller 7.
You think Peter King will say it today?
Peter King will
get his thoughts on that controversy.
Peter King will say, at the very end, he'll say, Epstein was killed, hymen.
Yeah, hymen hour.
Talk to you next week.
I would appreciate if every caller to the show said Epstein was killed at the end of their phone call.
Wasn't Hyman the operative for Mossad who had Epstein killed?
Those memes give me life. So much life.
We got into a little AB talk today because Nick brought that up.
That's back on the table, isn't it?
I know who else wants it.
Oh, my God. Never wanted him to leave. Never wanted him to leave.
But do you think that there's any chance, like, what would you give it percentage-wise? Any chance?
I would give it, like,
2%. 2%.
Which is more, I think there's a better chance of Antonio Brown than Gronk, if you're going between those two guys, right? Because I think Gronk's done. And I know a lot of people are still holding on to hope for that. But I think Brown, there's a little bit more of a chance, because you're paying him.
Is Dale still saying that he thinks Gronk is coming back?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe it either.
I mean,
I'm like, what week are you going to give it up? And he's like, oh, I don't know, like week 13. I'm like, oh, God, all right. So we got four more weeks of this?
Gronk posted, he posted some sort of artistic, like,
see, he's going to do a TV
workout
show?
Video thing. Or yes.
Did you guys talk about that at all?
No, we didn't talk about
so
that.
So it's like a CBS Sports Entertainment show?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's.
He'll be good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't even know what he's doing. Well, it'll be like the Flip Wilson show or something
the
like
Flip
that.
Flip Wilson show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, gather around the television box for the Gronkowski Family Variety Hour.
He just juggles, and then they close the curtain.
Watch as Mrs. Gronkowski shoots five more out of her, you know.
The Flip Wilson show. I'll watch the show. Flip Wilson show was great.
Oh, Greg, there's nothing I miss more than good old variety shows. Like, there's not like
what
Flip
year
Wilson
roughly
laughing.
Was the Flip Wilson show on?
It was probably when I was 10.
Okay,
so it was probably like 1976.
Yeah, so they're bringing that back.
You weren't born yet.
No, I was not.
What year were you born?
84.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I was like almost done with high school.
Really?
In 1984.
I know you didn't finish, but
I didn't
close.
Finish.
You're closing
yeah,
in
close.
On it.
You would have
that would have been your graduating class.
That one biology class. If
A and P.
I know.
Was it A&P?
A&P.
Same thing.
What, the grocery store?
Yes. Yeah.
You failed groceries?
Are you excited about the round table?
Of course, I'm very excited. I always circle the date on the calendar every year once it's announced, which
you
was
and
I think a week ago.
We'll be on together. We'll be on together with Glenn and Lou.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to come to my aid
if necessary.
Of course
I will.
Okay.
I think we have to draw a line and we're going to fight. And I think it's more fair if it's 2-on-2. So.
I'm looking forward to it. I love the casino. We talked about that the other day. And so,
yeah. Wiggy taught me how to play craps yesterday, which was great.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how to play. And he taught me. Yeah. I've asked a lot of people to explain it. And they're like, well, dice. And they don't really do it. Wiggy, believe it or not, explained it perfectly to me.
He did?
Yes.
How long did it take?
Like 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. What? Like pretty straightforward.
The hard part is the betting. Like, I don't know where to put my
pass.
He explained the whole thing. He went in like a zone and was like very clear. He like didn't use extra word. It was unbelievable.
BPS. Now necessary question: in here or in the alley?
He actually did tell me there's two different ways to play craps. There's casino craps and there's street craps.
Yes, he is.
And then he gave me a lot of lingo to use, but I felt even less comfortable than the Hyman talk to use that there.
Did he talk about the croupier?
A lot of it didn't make sense.
Failed out of school, but he knows what a croupier is.
I do.
Because you like the movie.
Yeah.
I like Ocean's 57 or whatever. Hey, as a movie guy.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe I almost didn't ask about
yes.
What do you think about bringing James Dean back to play a character in a film?
Well, I don't think it's going to look very good. Because I feel like, remember like the Princess Leia stuff? Remember when they brought her back and they do like the CGI stuff
in
Star Wars? It doesn't look right, but it does open the door to a lot of possibilities, right? Like you could get a real Dark Knight sequel with Heath Ledger. You could bring him back if you wanted to. You could do all that stuff.
But wouldn't it be gimmicky? Like
it's a little gimmicky, but they can pull it off. You see like some of the de-aging stuff they do looks really good. So now like the next step is taking a bunch of dead guys and gals and putting them in movies.
Like Robert Redford, they could bring him
in. It is kind of a shot.
He's not
Why'd
dead
you
yet?
Just change
no,
it?
He's
you just retired from acting. Why'd you do that? Why do you hate Sundance?
But it's kind of a shame for you, like living actors, right? They're like, we don't have enough good ones. Let's pull out some guys from the underground here.
I know. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it's going to look weird, I think.
It's like the Robot Uprising.
Yeah.
Like, it's like replacing people with dead people. I mean, they're probably going to save money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think it costs more?
It's pretty expensive to do that.
Yeah.
No, but the family of James Dean. Like, do you think that, like, what they're going to pay the family, is it more or less than what they would pay, you know?
Oh, got to be less.
The kid from The Maze Runner or something? Yeah, bag of cash. Oh, no, that's a bag of cash.
Yeah. Really?
Because the Dean family is in charge of whatever. Like, they can name their price.
Could you ever go to a concert where there was a hologram doing the concert?
Yeah, they did the Tupac thing a while ago, right?
Yeah.
I'm not psyched about that.
No.
No.
I don't think I could get through it.
I go to a concert to see a live performance.
Right.
Like, I feel like that would be akin to watching a video or a throwback concert video.
Yeah.
That's a Disney World thing, to go see, like, the Michael Jackson hologram.
Captain EO.
Yeah. Hard pass.
The Michael Jackson hologram. Yeah. Popular still.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. At Disneyland.
It's got an interactive exhibit, too. Bring the kids.
No, I don't want to do that.
Rich, what are you guys talking about today?
We are going to do some Antonio Brown stuff, of course. We got Steve DiAssi in the house. We'll get his thoughts, too, on the going back to the Ravens game and if that showed us anything about this Patriots defense. And then plus Peter King will join us for all NFL stuff.
All right. Awesome. And we'll see you tonight. Everything gets underway at 5.
Correct.
At the casino.
Yes.
So
On Deck Burger Bar.
We will see you there at the On Deck Burger Bar, or you can listen on the radio. And if you missed anything this morning, you can now listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. And if you still don't have the app, just text APP to 37937. That's 37937. Dan Aykroyd in here tomorrow morning.
Oh, nice.
8 o'clock, you fan?
Yeah, of course.
Best movie?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I was going to say Blues Brothers.
Ghostbusters. Pretty,
yeah. I mean, Nick called that like a top. What did you call
Ghostbusters?
You said top 10 comedy.
Top 25.
You keep expanding it.
Well, Blues Brothers is a top 10.
He was also good in Tommy Boy. Just a brief appearance there.
Yes.
But he's very good in that.
Ned Zielinski.
The greatest line in that movie from Aykroyd, what the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public.
That's right.
He's a big UFO guy, you know. Dan Aykroyd.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah, he's like you, Danielle. Like,
can't
he
wait.
In, he believes
is
in
he going to bring in some of his skull vodka?
Yes, he is. Crystal Head.
Ooh, nice.
Are you going
to? I would love to partake. You guys serve him?
Sample that?
Yes.
Maybe you and Nick could start a little club where you trade vodka.
Well, I mean,
like
let's
you,
get
like
the beer club off the ground first, and then we can get into the vodka and the spirits and things like that.
Can we just get Pint Club going, please? Thank you.
First rule of Pint Club.
Everyone talks about Pint Club.
Incessantly.
All right, listen. We
in the hallway, in the studio, wherever.
Looks like someone's membership has been revoked, love.
Bollocks.
You're out. Skate pint coming up.
We have to go. But we'll all talk to you later after 5 during the roundtable.
Yes.
Dale and Keith is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.